Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Dakula Classical Academy, the school that meets part of the week. Dakula Classical Academy is the most structurally unusual school in town, and the model is the entire point, not a compromise. Most school comparisons come down to size and scores. At Dakula Classical, the first question is how many days a week your child will actually be in a classroom. The basics. Dakula Classical Academy serves grades K through 12 at 495 Harbins Road. Enrollment, roughly 145 students. Student-teacher ratio, about 10 to 1. Class CAPS, 16 students in the lower grades, 18 in the upper grades. Accreditation, Cognia. Approach, Classical Christian, organized around the grammar, logic, and rhetoric stages. The collaborative model. DCA runs what it calls a collaborative academic model. Students attend teacher-led classes on campus part of the week and complete the rest of their coursework at home, supervised by a parent. The school provides the curriculum, assignments, assessments, record-keeping, and accredited transcripts. Parents handle the at-home portion and, as the school frames it, retain the primary role in their children's character formation. It sits between a traditional private school and homeschooling, and it is sometimes described as a university model school because the rhythm resembles college scheduling more than a 5-day K through 12 week. The trade-off is straightforward and worth stating plainly. This model asks significantly more of a parent's time than a 5-day school does. It suits families who want that involvement and have an adult available on non-campus days. It is not a fit for a household where nobody is home. The school itself says it looks for families who share its philosophy, not just its schedule. Academics. 11th and 12th graders can take dual enrollment college classes. The school also runs Friday elective blocks in fine, practical, and technical arts, and those are open to homeschool families as a standalone program, which makes DCA a resource for the broader homeschooling community in the area, not only its enrolled families. The small class CAPS are a genuine differentiator. 16 students in a lower grade classroom is well below what any public elementary school in Dakula can offer. Tuition. The school does not publish a tuition figure in the sources available for this report. Because the collaborative model involves fewer days on campus, pricing structures at university model schools often differ from conventional private school tuition. Ask directly, and ask what's included. What parents say. Great Schools shows a 4.3 star average across 7 reviews. That is a positive number on a sample far too small to draw conclusions from. 7 reviews is closer to anecdote than data. The caveat that applies to every private school. Private schools in Georgia don't take the state milestones assessments and receive no CCRPI score, so there is no common academic yardstick against Dakula's public schools. Structure, cost, and philosophy are what you can genuinely compare. What to ask on a tour. Exactly how many days per week is my child on campus at their grade level? What does the at-home workload look like on a typical day, in hours? What support exists if I'm struggling to deliver the at-home portion? What happens if my child needs learning support? Is there a specialist on staff? Where do graduates go? And how does dual enrollment work in practice? What's the full cost, including fees? Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.